were just addicted to drugs. But the only way I really feel high is by hitting a fix of your love. Letting you get away wasn't the first time that I did something dumb. Now the only thing that's still alive for me is that vision of us. But I know that in your eyes I'm not sufficient enough to get you thinking of love ever being fitting for us. And that's pretty hard to swallow, it's trickling in rough. I intake it as I got to, like the drink in this cup. Ignorance is bliss, knowledge knows no mercy. A reason for another sip, if it's not because I'm thirsty. Actually, fuck that shit, another bottle wouldn't hurt me. It's much less dense, this liquor, than the sorrow I'm immersed in. So it just goes over my head, like it's a wave and I'm a surfer. But ends up drowning me instead, like a self-inflicted murder. Except I don't end up dead, perhaps to let me suffer further. I try to recall the last thing she said, and wonder why she don't find me worthy. I know I'm an alcoholic, but never saw this as a problem. Because back in Vietnam, we always drank at family bondings. And sure, baby girl has asthma, but I have an addiction. I bet it wouldn't even matter if I just smoked a couple quick ones. So she thinks she wasn't good enough for me to even give that up, but never understood as much. It wasn't 'cause she isn't loved, I was just dealing with a lot of shit, and never received the how to be a father kit. No one ever taught me how to raise a kid in Canada. Sometimes I feel like she'd be better off if her father figure were a mannequin. That way, maybe it would have spared her some of the bruises, and she wouldn't have to be convinced that all marriage is prone to be ruined. But this is me speaking for now, 'cause back in the day I never knew this. And for damn sure, if I did, I would have never put her through it. Maybe that's why they left me, 'cause they were tired of being neglected, and so they cut off, disconnected. Damn, I should have paid attention. But this liquor, and maybe I shouldn't have fallen into slumber and left her alone with my friend in the kitchen. Whatever happened, I never wondered, 'cause I hadn't noticed since then she's been different. And maybe she never spoke about it because she knew I would have killed him. That fucking sick son of a bitch, my neglect kept me out of prison. If I had known what had went on, I would have grabbed his throat and slit it. Maybe this is where she gets it. My psychopath led to my children. Maybe that's why they hate me, 'cause they find daddy too crazy. They seen what daddy's gotten into and ain't trying to be related. But the craziest thing I've done is I've waited 20 years, much too late to tell my daughter she's sacred. 20 years, much too late to tell her she's gold and not silver. But there were more skeletons in her closet than years on her body who stopped the message from being delivered. So no matter what I say now, I fail to convince her that she's not base metal but gold. If only she'd know she were elixir. And not many men know a philosopher's stone, that's why guys don't pick her. This damage is far beyond my control, I can no longer fix her. The many men she went through, trying to fill the void I established, never gave her what she needed, but turned her heart to ice like magic. And the freeze got to her eyes, so when she looked, she couldn't find herself beautiful. But she can't be judged for what she's gone through, only in her memories do the bruises show. Nobody can see them or speak on their behalf, except I who started the pattern. I wish I could take it all back, but baby girl, I can't reverse it. No matter how much I would love to, just know I never meant to hurt you, and that I will always love you.